This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. A hidden gem in Rush County is becoming a confectionery hotspot. Rushville's Chocolate Cafe owner, Dustin Cornett, says demand for the company's treats has been huge, sometimes selling out within a half an hour of opening for the day.
The word of mouth and then on social media has been great. That's been the best way to reach everybody. I haven't really wanted to promote because I haven't been able to keep up with everything.
Chocolate Cafe offers a variety of sweets, including cheesecakes, danishes, croissants, and other pastries. But the big attraction is the cafe's chocolate candies, the recipe for which comes from Cornett's grandmother. The cafe has only been open a little over a month, and Cornett says they continue to see lines out the door, to the point where they have to meticulously plan out their offerings to avoid customers having to deal with long waits. Two Hoosier startups, one creating a platform for booking golf tee times, and another developing a software hub for pediatric therapies, won Bloomington-based The Mill's Spring Crossroads Pitch Competition. Bram Boyd, program manager at The Mill, said in a news release, "The competition was the biggest since it started in 2017. The biannual competition is open to any Indiana-based startup with less than $250,000 in annual recurring revenue. The overall pitch competition winner and the recipient of a $10,000 investment is TheraProve. The company is a software as a service aiming to provide caregivers direct access to pediatric therapists. The Indiana Finance Authority, tasked with analyzing water demand supply across a 13-county stretch around Tippecanoe County, will now include every county that touches the headwaters of the Wabash River for a total of 28 counties. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
The state agency took over the study previously helmed by the Indiana Economic Development Corporation in November in anticipation of a massive high-tech park in Boone County known as the LEAP Innovation and Research District. One of the entities rumored to be considering the site needs water for its manufacturing needs that Boone County couldn't supply. This led to a proposal to pump millions of gallons of water daily from Tippecanoe County, 35 miles away. Pushback from Tippecanoe County officials, including General Assembly members, prompted a water study, but concerns about the IEDC's ability to be independent shifted oversight to the IFA. The original 13-county study area included Benton, Cass, Carroll, Clinton, Fountain, Howard, Montgomery, Park, Tippecanoe, Tipton, Vermilion, Warren, and White counties. Additions to the study include Allen, Boone, Blackford, Delaware, Grant, Huntington, Jay, Madison, Miami, Noble, Randolph, Vigo, Wabash, Wells, and Whitley counties. Preliminary data from the study are anticipated to be released in late spring or summer of 2024, with final results in the fall. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
I'm Christopher Day, the CEO of Elevate Ventures. We are the number one most active venture capital firm in the Great Lakes region and number 20 in the U.S. We invest in innovative Indiana companies. Today, Indiana has monikers including Amateur Sports Capital World, Racing Capital World, and Crossroads of America. Now is our opportunity as a state to chart the next 50 years. The productivity boom is well underway, and Indiana has the opportunity to become the innovation capital of the world. Visit elevateventures.com/yindiana to learn more.
A South Bend company has been nominated for Tech Company of the Year in the upcoming 25th edition of the TechPoint Mirror Awards, an event honoring the best in tech. Unulytics is a data and analytics firm helping legacy businesses harness the power of data by using its proprietary software to inform strategic and operational decisions. The company is invested in seeing traditional businesses successfully innovate and thrive in the technology evolution. Co-founder Rich Carlton.
Your community banks, your manufacturers, your healthcare providers, those are the ones that create the fabric of a community. They're the ones who sponsor the charity events and the little league teams, and they employ marketing people and account and all those things. And if they're not vibrant, you lose that fabric of that community. So part of our whole mission is, how do we give those folks the same opportunity with technology and with AI, that it's not a threat, it's actually something that can be a benefit to them, and how I can use this to be able to do what I've done really well, which is serve a community, serve my customers, serve my patients.
Purdue University President Meng Chang is set to present the university's highest honor next week to Professor Gabisa Ijeta for his efforts to end hunger in Africa. The Order of the Griffin, quote, recognizes outstanding service to Purdue by men and women whose commitment has gone beyond the call of duty and greatly benefited the university. Ijeta is a Presidential Fellow for Food Security and Sustainable Global Development and Distinguished Professor of Agronomy at Purdue. His research has focused on plant genetics and specifically on the ancient grain sorghum, an important cereal crop and how it can be improved for food and feed. South Bend-based First Source Bank on Tuesday announced the opening of a new loan production office in Crown Point. The bank said the new office represents its first foray into Lake County and expands its footprint to cover all of Northwest Indiana. The location is currently only open by appointment and serves community businesses with small business loans, deposit, treasury, and other commercial credit needs. First Source Bank has been in operation for more than 160 years and has assets of $8.7 billion. NCAA President Charlie Baker on Wednesday urged lawmakers in states with legal wagering on sporting events to ban betting on individual player performances. Companies that monitor sports betting for irregular behavior have warned college sports administrators that prop betting on unpaid athletes elevates the potential risk for a scandal. Baker has said the proliferation of legal sports gambling has increased stress on college athletes. Prop bets allow gamblers to wager on statistics a player will accumulate during a game. The NBA has opened an investigation into Toronto Raptors two-way player Jontay Porter amid gambling allegations related to his own performance in individual games. Garmon Construction President Paul Oakson is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.